Mishmaik of Atanoim in the end of Perek Shlosh Shachlu, whether you say Bar Piagofin on Yayin before the Meziga or only after the Meziga. So the Gemara discussed the possibility of using the Yayin before Meziga or after the Meziga for Netilas Adayim purposes. So Tais is there on Nun on the days. Tais is Dima Maschal Bari Prihoitz, referred us to a Gemara in Kol Abosam, that's a Perek in Chulin, where they were bothered with akasha. The wine doesn't look like the color of water. The Mishnayos say in Maseches Yadayim that when you wash Netilas Yadayim, just like in a mikveh, there's a din if you have a shinui mara, if the water doesn't look like water, if it's nishtana marov, so it's possible mid the rabbana. So too, there's such a din of nishtana marov that it's possible by Netilas Yadayim. So the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuv Zayin quotes a conversation between two Amoraim. One Amora asks the other, are you makbid on a kli? The Mishnah says in Yadayim, you have to wash until Yadayim with a kli. So one Amora asks the other, are you makbid on a kli? He says yes. Are you makbid on the marach azusa kabdisa? And he answers yes. So we mentioned, so Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. How is it possible to use wine or grape juice for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim? It's not going to look like the color of water unless you're talking about white wine. That's what the Mordechai say, talking about white wine. But Tosfos said you're talking about the colored wine. So that was the kasha. How is it possible to use it for Netilas Yadayim? So we looked in the Gemara then on Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Tosfos there was bothered with the kasha. What kind of a question is that? Whether kapdisu amona or kapdisu achazusa? The Mishnah says in Yadayim, yeah, you have to use a kli. And you have to see to it that it has no shinei mara, just like the meha mikveh cannot have shinei mara. So the mayim for Netilas Yadayim purposes can't have shinei mara either. So what was the suffix in the Gemara? So there's a one-line thesis, an easy thesis. They say maybe that Mishnah in Yadayim is only talking about Netilas Yadayim l'truman. But if a person is washing the Netilas Yadayim l'pas, l'chulin, maybe you don't require all of these dinim of kli and Chazusa. So that was the answer that he gave. No, we follow the dinim and the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah initially was formulated, dinim and the Mishnah were formulated with respect and the Netilas Yadayim l'truma, it applies to pas as well. So we mentioned yesterday that there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. What about Yadayim Shniyim? The Mishnah says that there is a problem. Mishnah says that whenever you wash Netilas Yadayim, so the water will be mitaher the Yadayim. The whole thing is midirabban. Hey mama, hey mama. When I heard there is no such thing. Yadayim can't be tomei, and the rest of the body be tohar. An Adam human being can't be tomei to the extent of a sheni. An Adam is only mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or an avi avos hatumah. He can't be mekabel tumah from a rishon that's going to make him into a sheni. So how can his Yadayim be sheni? The whole thing is a pelin. If they are already sheni, so you should have to be tovel in a mikveh. So the whole thing is legamrei midirabbanan. Yadayim stam yadayim askoni is and yadayim ashniyos litume, and therefore sheni zosu shlishi betrume. Whoever wants to eat any trume has to wash until this yadayim. And then they and if you pour water from a cup, the water is matar the yadayim. The whole thing is an invention midirabbanan. How does that help you pour water from a cup? The Gemara has a din that Maim Shuvim is no good for a mikveh. So that's a machlekes harishani, whether Maim Shuvim is a din derais or a din derabon. But if the Maim is still in a kli, for sure it's no good than a tur. It has to be al gabi karka. What do you mean? You're pouring water like this. That for sure is no good. Let's say there's 40 saw. There's 40 saw flying in from the ocean. A gigantic wave that detaches itself from the ocean and flies in the air. And someone happens to be standing there, and he's not wearing any clothes, and he's wearing loose clothes, and the water covers his whole body, and so the Gemara says it's not metayer him. There's no tefillah ba'avir. You have to have you can't pour water like this. That's not going to be metayer. You have to have tefillah gabi karka. The mikveh has to be mechubal lekarka. So the whole din is legamri an invention of the rabban. That in the yadayim ashniyos tmeos, the rest of the goof is tohar, the yadayim ashniyos, and then you metayer the yadayim by pouring water. So part of this peledik takana de rabbana was that the water that you pour on the hands becomes tomei, and therefore you have the hands become tohar, but the water is going to become tomei. So if you want to be mitire the water on the hands, you have to pour maim shnim. That's what it says in the Mishnayos. So we mentioned yesterday the wrong maramakam. Someone asked me where the Rambam is. It's the last page in Hilchas Mikvos. Netilas Yadayim lechulin is in Hilchas Brachas. The Rambam has in Hilchas Brachas all the pichasanen and Birchas HaMitzvahs, then he has Birchas HaMazon, and then he has Netilas Yadayim for Pas. So he has all the dinim up until Sedan. That's not where he spells out this din. He has in the end of Hilchos, the last perek in Hilchos Mikvos, the Rambam writes about Netilas Hadayim, that it's the whole thing is an invention with the Rabbanon. Farbiyanu perek Yud Aleph in Hilchos Mikvos is the last perek. Farbiyanu shenetilas Hadayim midibrei Soifrim. And he goes into all the details, and then he writes, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, Anotel Yodav Letruma Tzorach Lachzav Litol Pam Shnia B'Mayim Shnim Kedei Lohasar HaMayim Shal Gabi Yodav Sharei HaMayim Shenotel Behem Tchila Behem Nikraim Arim Shem Nitmu B'Yodav. So the Rambam adds on one word, Anotel Shte Yodav Letruma. So the Mashmoz said the Rambam clearly is that if you're doing the Tilis Yadayim L'chulin, there's no need for Yadayim Shnia, for Mayim Shnia. And the Ravid is masing on the Rambam. The Rambam, the Mishnah is talking about your Mayim Shneim. The answer is the Mishnah is basically talking about until the Sedaim the Truma. And that's what the Amoraim were wondering at Kuv Zainam and Aleph, how many of the details that appear in the Mishnah is Yadayim do we carry over to Netilas Yadayim Lechulin? So the Gemara says you do carry over Kabdisu Amona and Kabdisu Achazusa. What about Mayim Shneim? So the original Mishnah is formulated when you get the Truma. So the Rambam writes, that's all. Hanotel shteyodav l'truma tzorach lachzav l'itol pam shniyo mayim shniyim. And the Ravid writes, Amar Avram, af l'chulin tzorach l'hafzik. You have to break it up, mayim rishon and mayim shniyim. They also hatam, for the same reason, that there's a concern that the mayim will be tohar. So the, it's printed in the name, they quote in the name of Rav Elvelo Soloveitchik. What's the machlek is the Rambam and the Ravid? The question is, what is the Yisayid Adin of Netilas Yadayim L'chulin? Netilas Yadayim for Truma, you want to be Mitaher the Yadayim, and you don't want to have Mayim Rishonim that are going to be Tomei on the hands. What good is it going to do that your Yadayim Atohar, but if the Mayim Rishonim Atmeim, so what are you going to do if you're going to touch, you're supposed to dry your hands before, what are you going to do if you don't dry your hands? Taisa's quotes over here, the Gemara from Soito. Taisus on the bottom of Nun Beis Amid Aleph refers you to the Gemara and Soita Davdal Amid Beis. Oichel Bela Niguv Yadayim Koichel Lechem Tomei. One who washes until his Yadayim doesn't dry his hands before he eats the bread, so it's improper. Kilo Oichel Lechem Tomei. You have to dry your hands before. So Taisus points out just in the Hemshech, the Pshat in the Gemara, the bottom Taisus on Nun Beis Amid Aleph, yeah. If you're about to eat bread, so then you have to dry your hands beforehand. And the niguv is considered the gemar of the Netilas Yadayim. That's what we had at Tosis before. Yeah, the top Tosis on Nun Aleph and Aleph. We learned that. The Gemara quoted a brisa, Tovol Biyolo, here, 10 lines from the top of Nun Aleph and Aleph. Tovol Biyolo, Ovim Aliyosa, Shekadashonim, Vesosu, Vitzivano, Ala Tzvilo. So the Gemara was bothered with the kasha, what's going on? He says, Abracha Lachar Asiyosam. But the Gemara says, Mesochim Dav Zayin, Kol HaMitzvah Skulam, Abracha Alayim, Ovil Asiyosam. Supposed to recite the bracha in advance. How come over here he's saying the bracha after he's already toivel in the mikvah? Gemara says, "Oh, that's an exception to the rule." Shani hasam akati gaber loichazi. What does he mean akati gaber loichazi? So Rashi says that most of the people who would be going to mikvah would be a balkeri and a woman who's a polet to shichvazera to enable them to daven to say krishma to learn Torah. So this brisa was composed at the time that the takana sezra was still in force. That the people were still going to mikveh every other day. People, married people, are going to be going to mikveh because of Balkari and Poletu Shechvazera. Taisa says, "Nah, that was already repealed a long time ago, centuries ago. That's in the distant past, the Takana Sezra. In the days of the later Tanaim, then done with Takana Sezra. What do you mean? You have a brisa from before the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. In the end of the second period, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira abolished the need for Takana Sezra." So Taisus learns now, Kati Gavar Lochazi, it goes on Tfilas Hager. And then Taisus explains that the common practice of the Balei HaTaisus was that whenever they would wash in Tilas Yadayim, Chemin HaTilas Yadayim, the practice always was people would say the bracha after the Tilas Yadayim. Why? Because Lefamim, sometimes on the Yetzim HaBeis HaKiseh, or sometimes the person just touched his shoes, and he's not allowed to say a bracha until he washes his hands. So he's going to say a bracha. So he's not allowed to say a bracha yet. So since pa'amim, sometimes, most of the time, sometimes, whatever, sometimes people as they're about to wash until the sedaim on their hands, they're not permitted to say a bracha evel asiyasam. So that's why the minig developed in the days of the Baal HaTes, they made a loy plug, and you always say the bracha lachar asiyasam. So the Gemara, the din in the Gemara goes on that also, like akat the gavra lachos. They made exera the rabbanim.
And did there ever be a case where you would be able to say the bracha before if the netilah is too matayar, or the netilah is too matayar, then that means that he's always going to be tamei. Otherwise, he wouldn't be
doing a tefillah or a netilah. No, a tamei is permitted to daven and permitted to say bracha just if he came out of the bathroom or if he just put on shoes or he touched the inner parts of his body or something. So then he's not allowed to say a bracha. But all day long, let's say a person is sitting learning base medrash or goes to college, so he's allowed to say a bracha if he wants to drink some soda. He doesn't have to wash his hands before he says a bracha. If he doesn't think that he touched his shoes or anything, then he's allowed to say a bracha. But he needs until he says a dime. So because, even though in that case he's able to say a bracha, he says sha'akal on the bottle of soda that he's drinking. But since sometimes the farmer, modern Bobby Beis HaKisin, is not allowed to say a bracha before, so they made it into a minig of a loy plug that you always said a bracha, lachar asiyasam. So in the Taisis Simsochem, I think Taisis adds on there, if I'm not mistaken, Taisis adds on there, that it's not legamrei lachar asiyasam, because that Gemara in Soita that they quote over here, the last Taisis on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says in Soita Dav Dalet Hoichel Belo Niguf Yadayim Keuchel Lechem Tomei, that is considered, if you wash Netilas Yadayim, you don't dry your hands, is considered as if you didn't complete the Netilas Yadayim. The drying off of the hands is the Gemara of the Netilas Yadayim. So it's a little bit still over Lasios. Like the Gemara Mesochem on Dav Zayin Amid Beis says that Kol HaMitzvus Kulam Mevarech Aleihem Over Lasiosam. And the Gemara says there's an exception to the rule, Netilas Lulav. Why is Netilas Lulav an exception to the rule? So the Gemara says, well, what are you going to do? You're going to say the bracha before you pick up the lulav. That's over the over. You have to say the bracha over lasiyasam. Over means immediately prior to. They didn't say koidim. Over means immediately before. So if you didn't even pick up the lulav in the esrog, that's over the over. If he picked it up in minag bay nafik bay, he's yotze the mitzvah already. So the Gemara says on Zayin Amud Beis, you have no brera. So by lulav, you have no choice. You have to say the bracha lachar asiyasam. So Taisus tones it down a little bit. Taisus says, well, it's a little bit still over lasiyasam because lachatchila you have to do nanuim. Even though medag bay nafik bay, once you pick up the lulav in the esrog, you yotze the mitzvah, you yotze the basic mitzvah. But still, lechatchila deraisa, it would appear from the Gemara, you have to have nanuim. So it's a little bit over lasiyas. So that's what Tosfos says, benegia to netilas yadayim as well. That since they quote the Gemara in Sota, since oichol belo niguv, koichol lechem tomei. So therefore, it's still considered a little bit over lasiyas. But that's a Tosfos Simsochem, zayinam and base, ala tvilo. Where they quote this Rabbeinu Hananel about Akat the Gavra Lochozi that is talking about the Ger, and then they explain by the Nanuim also the same thing. So the Tosis here, just in Pshat in the Gemara, the Tosis on the bottom of Nun Beis Amanal says like this: if a person is washing for bread, you don't have to be concerned that it may not dry his hands off well before he eats the bread. That is the din. Everyone's going to dry their hands off well. So how come Beis Shammai are concerned? If you're going to Beis Hillel are concerned, if you're going to wash, Beis Shammai insist you should wash Netilas Yadayim for bread before you do Mezigas HaKos. Well, that is so far in advance because they're afraid he may wash Netilas Yadayim, may not dry his hands off properly, he may have big droplets of water on his hands, and then what's going to be the concern? What was it again? Beishama yomim, how does it say in the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph? Otam laidam akach mozg misakos. Shem atoim mozg misakos trilo. If you're going to say he didn't wash his hands in advance, when he does the mezigas hakos, he may have a little water. There may be some droplets of water achuri hakos. So then his hands are still shnios. They're going to be mitame the droplets of water. Droplets of water are going to become tame. It should become. How can it become a shlishi? It's chulin. There's no shlishi. So they made a chumra midirabbanon that kol ha'paisel asa truma mitamis ha'mashkim liyas chila. Since his hands are shnias, and if he would touch truma, a banana of truma, a potato of truma, a chal of truma, wine of truma, whatever of truma you touch, sheni osa shlishi b'truma. So they made a dim midirabbanon. That's in the Yud Ches Gzeres, in the 18 Gzeres of Beis Shammai. They made a Gzeres midirabbanon So he's going to make the droplets of water into a rishon l'tumah. So then what's going to be the tragedy? The yachzer, and then the droplets of water, yachzer v'yitamu es hakos. And b'shamei hod, you're not allowed to use a kos, the outside of which is tumah. Okay, so Tosis is bothered with, so what did Beis Shammai say? So that's why Beis Shammai recommends you have to wash your hands. So Beis Shammai say you have to wash your hands before you do the mezigas hakos. And Besilul are opposed to that. Besilul amim, mezigas hakos v'akaf notum la'idayim. Why? What is their rationale? Shem atayim notum la'idayim tchilo. If you're going to wash until the yadayim for the bread, before you do mezigas hakos, the din doesn't require until the yadayim for drinking wine. The Gemara says, "Hanotli olal peris harezim migasei haruach." That's the Gemara called Abasi. You're not allowed to observe such a chumrah. Amidas chasidus to wash in the tilas yadayim for other things other than truma. That's a takanas chachamim, and for pas shalchulin. That's a takanas chachamim. A fellow's going to be machmir amidas chasidus to wash when he eats peris, or to wash when he drinks wine. So that's improper. But so over here we're talking the machleket b'sham v'silas that you have to wash in tilas yadayim for the bread that you plan to eat later. You have to wash until it's time for the bread in advance of the mezigas hakos. So Bisham, I say you should. Why again? Because they're concerned if you're not going to do an atilus yadayim, the yadayim ashnios, and he may, when he's doing the mezigas hakos, he may spill, there may be some nitzotzos, and he may touch these nitzotzos with his, how many droplets of water are there going to be already? If you have a cup that you just, let's say you have a becher, and you just rinsed it off and you didn't dry it, so how many droplets of water are there already on the bech on the outside? It's a revius of water, but makom echad, it's not a revius.
Maybe it's very cold, it's condensation. What about the condensation?
So how much water can there be already on the outside? The pashtus is going to be less than a revius. There's a big, we must have discussed more than once, there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosis regarding oichlim on the kabel tumah. So Rashi understands from the Torah's Kohanim, from the Sifra, from all the Gemaras, he takes everything at face value. Torah's Kohanim learns it all out from Sukkim, that in order for Oichel to be Mekabel Tumah, even less than a Kebetza, but in order for the Oichel to be Metami Acherim, then you have to have a Kebetza. So Rashi takes it at face value. The Torah's Kohanim and the Sifra learned everything out from Sukkim, so everything is a Din Deraisa. Oichel is Mekabel Tumah, less than a Kebetza. And Metami Acherim, you need a Kebetza. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos Bekama Mekomes disagrees. But Rashi and Tosfos Shita is Tosfos proves from the Gemara like that, from a few Gemaras, that they think that Oichel in order to be Mekabel Tumah has to have a Kebetza also. I, the Gemara, all the Mishnah say even Oichel Pochas the Kebetza is Mekabel Tumah. That's only Midirabbanan. That's not Minatara. I, but the Torah's Kohanim learned it out from Apostik. The Tosfos says many drushes in the Torah's Kohanim are only intended as an Asmachta. Just because the Torah's Kohanim or the Sifrei has a drasha doesn't necessarily mean that it's a din deraisa. Half of them are drashas gemuras deraisa, and half of them, maybe more than half, are only asmachta. So that's machlekes Rashi and Tosfos about kabbalas tumah by oichlim. What about by mashkim? So the pashtus is that it's the same. That Rashi and Tosfos both hold that mashkim even less than a reviyas on mekabel tumah. Rashi would say it's mekabel tumah in a Torah, droplets of water. You have a cup of wine and droplets of water on the outside. So Rashi would say it's mekabel tumah, but letami acherim we would require a revius. Maybe there's a chumim with the rabbanon that even less than a revius. But minator you would need a revius letami acherim. And Tosfos would say that even tumas atzmo would only be with the rabbanon. Then there's a Rashba, and the Mishnah Melech quotes all of this in Nuchas Tumas Ochrim. Then there's a Rashba Masechus Shabbos, and in other places as well. The beginning of Perek HaZerek. The Gemara talks about, the Gemara has up 2.5 prokem or so about the volume of any given item that you carry on Shabbos in order to be in violation of Malach Gemura Deraisis. Every act of Hoitzoa has to have a Kishir. So the Mishnah is there, if you're carrying wood, if you're carrying paper, if you're carrying metal, if you're carrying ink, if you're carrying Michael Odom, if you're carrying Michael Behema, if you're carrying elephant's food, cat's food, dog's food, how much of a volume of an object that you have to carry that it should be considered a full din of Hoitzoh. That if you carry less than that, you won't be chayiv koris and you won't be chayiv misa. So the Gemara there talks about a person carrying oichel that's roi l'kabel tumah and so on. So in that Gemara, I think it's the first daf in Hazarik in Masechet Shabbos, the middle of Masechet Shabbos. So the Rashba writes over there, the Mishnah Melech quotes it. He disagrees with the Rashi and the Tosis. He says that in order to be oichlim less than a kibetzah, or mekabel tumah, according to Rashi min haTorah, according to Tosis min haRabbanan. Mashkim less than a reviyas, the Rashba claims it's not mekabel tumah, not min haTorah, not min haRabbanan. So that's the problem. Tosis proves not like the Rashba from all these Gemaras. Gemara talks about droplets of water. Fellow's going to have droplets of, he washed until he's done, he's going to have droplets of water on his hand. Or Yechoshish Lenitzoitzis, if he rinsed off a cup and you're going to fill it up with wine, so Bisham is Choshish Lenitzoitzis, that there may be droplets of water on the outside of the cup, and Basila is not Choshish Lenitzoitzis. How much are the Nitzoitzis going to be ready? It's going to be a Revius of Nitzoitzis on the outside, it's going to be less than a Revius. So doesn't it say Beferish in this whole discussion here that less than a Revius? That less than a revius of mashkim is mekabel tumah, either min haTorah min haRabbanan. But kemat beferish, how can you understand otherwise? It's the pashtus in the Gemara. It's not like that Rashba. We don't know how the Rashba is going to deal with this Gemara. But Tosis brings this Eichor. So Nachama said the Bishamai insists that you have to wash until it's hedayim for the meal that you're going to have later before you do the mezigas hakoyis. Because if you're not going to wash until it's hedayim, so your hands are going to be shnios, and when you do the mezigas hakoyis, there may be some nitzotzes, droplets of water or droplets of wine on the outside of the kos, and then as your daim shnios are going to make those droplets of water into a rishon letuma. Kol ha'pesel l'satchume metamis hamashkim lios tchila. Tchila means becomes a rishon letuma. Then it's going to make the outside of the kli into a sheni letuma. Bisham say you're not allowed to use a kli in the middle of a meal. You're not permitted to drink from a kli the outside of which is a sheni letuma, because that may be chayzim mitamis hayadayim. And Besilul are not concerned about that. Fine. Besilul are not concerned. So Besilul argue back with the Beishamai, and they say, we don't like your chachma. You should wash until it's yadayim before, you should wash until it's yadayim for the meal, before you do the mezigas hakayis. But they'll still say, that's not a good idea. Why? Shema atoyim and dot lan yadayim tchilo. They're concerned he may not dry his hands off fully, he may have droplets of water on his hands. The Silla hold that it's permissible to drink from a kli, the outside of which is tummy. Minatar, there is no such thing. The outside of the kli is tummy, the inside of the kli is tar. It's like a human being. How can it be the hands are tummy, the rest of the body is tar? Doesn't exist. This is a din midi rabbana. You have by kli cheres a different thing, the Gemara says. By kli cheres, it's only mekabel tumah. Kli cheres only mekabel tumah mitocho. It's not mekabel tumah migabo. That's a different thing. But once it's mekabel tumah mitocho from the inside, then the whole kli cheres is tummy. The whole thing is tummy. It's not just that the inside is going to be tummy. If some oichel will touch the kli cheres on the outside, the oichel will become tummy. If the kli cheres is mekabel tumah from the inside, but this is in Gansen an invention of the rabbanim, parallel to the invention that the hands are tummy and the rest of the body is tar. So they made it in that the outside of the kli is tummy, the inside of the kli is tar. So the Bisilala concern, if you tell a fellow should wash until it's yadayim for pas for the meal before he does mezigas hakoyis, that can be mekalkal everything because he may not dry his hands off well, and then when he's going to hold the kli, so the water on his hands, the water on his hands will be mekabel tumah from the kli because they hold you up. Bisilala hold you up a minute to use a kli, the outside of which is tameh, so the kli will be mitameh the water, and the water will be mitameh the hands, and then he's going to be eating the meal with yadayim misuavos. That's how Rashi explains over here. He'll be eating his meal with yadayim misuavos. So the Tosfos is wondering, so how does Beis Hillel solve the problem? So Beis Hillel says you shouldn't wash your hands before mezigas hakoyis. Wash your hands before you're about to eat the meal. You're still going to have the same problem, but Beis Hillel permits you to use a kli the outside of which is tamei sheni. So if your concern is not going to dry his hands completely, so in the middle of the meal, so he's going to take the cup to drink his coffee or his soda, whatever, his hot drink, his cold drink in the middle of the meal. So his hands won't be dry. And the outside of the kli, you're permitted to use, bisilah that you're permitted to use a kli, the outside of which is tamei. So his hands won't be fully dry. So the outside of the kli will be mitame the mashkim. And the mashkim will become tchilo, then the mashkim tchilo will make his hands into a sheni, then he's eating the meal. Be a daimus of us. So why is Basil only concerned if a wash until his yadayim before mezigas hakayis? Then he may not dry his hands off well. Then the droplets on his hand will be makabel tumah from the kli. And if you tell him to wash his hands right before he's about to eat the meal, the same concern. Also, the kli will be metami the droplets on his hands. So Tesis says, no, it's not so. The Gemara says in Soito that when you wash until it's a dayim, that's required al pidin, you have to dry your hands. You have to dry your hands. So when he's going to if he's going to do like the din says, to wash right before he's about to eat the meal, either the meal is going to be pas shal chulun or the meal is going to be any kind of truma, so then he's going to do niguv yadayim. That's the din. We're talking about religious people, and they're going to observe the din. But if he's going to wash like Beis Shammai recommends, wash until it's a dayim for the meal before mezigas hakayis. So the din does not require mezigas hakayis, doesn't need until it's a dime. So why should he be medaktik to dry his hands so well? He's not ready yet to use the until it's a dime until he's going to eat the meal later on. When he's about to eat the bread, then he'll dry his hands. So that's what Tosis explains. Aber betoch asud de chashasha beisil shema yitamo mashkim shebiyodayim machmas achuri hakos. That's only if he'll do like beisil argues. If you do like Beis Shammai, then you have the concern. Because he's not going to necessarily dry his hands off so well before he's about to do mezigas hakayis. The din doesn't require netilas yadayim. So he doesn't have to, he's washing now, al shem sofo, because he plans to eat the meal later. So he doesn't need the niguf hayadayim until he's about to eat the meal. But if he's going to eat the meal, he will do niguf hayadayim. So in the middle of the meal, there's no concern. Maybe he'll have droplets of water on his hands. He's not going to have droplets of water, because you have to do niguf. But if you'll do like Beis Shammai, to wash the hands off in advance of the mezigas hakayis, that al pidin doesn't require netilas yadayim. So he may not do the niguf hayadayim until after he does the mezigas hakayis. Then you're going to have this michshol.
So then we're going to have to keep, if droplets of whatever, wine, or what in the shape of mashkin come onto one's hand during the meal, what do you have? Would you be mechuyev to dry them? Not to do another netilas yadayim, but to dry them such that the kos was outside his tamah.
Yeah.
So he has to keep drying them. Every time he splashes wine on his hands, he has to keep drying them. Yeah.
Yes, so Basilo said it's rare that he's going to splash wine outside, splash wine or water. When right. He does mezigas hakayis, pouring in water into the wine, so Basilo say, and then it says, lechashino. It's rare that it's going to happen, but if it does happen, then he's going to have to dry off the hand. Rashi, in fact, Akasha, Bizmana, Gemara, Bizmana, Rashi, when they ate, the hands always got sticky. There was always going to be moisture on the hands. So Rashi says, what you say, it's not one of the Zayin Mashkim. It's a super, it's some other kind of a Maichel, but it's not from the Zayin Mashkim. The Mashkim have a din that they mekabel tumah, they become a Rishon of the tumah. The Mashkim is only the Zayin Mashkim.
But if you have to wash twice, then have the second water has the same din? Because that's the first one, you're going to take off the water that became tumah with the second time.
Right.
So then still,
but if he's not going to do full niguf, so there's still going to be some droplets of water on his hand. No, from the second mayim shlim, there'll still be droplets of water, no problem. But then he's going to touch the outside of the kos, and Beis Hillel say the outside, you may use the kos, the outside of which is tamei. So the outside of the kos will, if it touches the droplets of water, the mitami the droplets, which in turn will be mitami the hands.
Agree on this today, since we're basking like the riot against the Rambam, that in fact our Nikilas Yadayim is Tumas
Yadayim. Oh, so that's the problem over here. That's what we raised an issue yesterday. Where was that Rambam again? Yeah, the Rambam says that the Rambam seems to say pretty explicitly, you look in Hilchas Brachas, and he writes all the dinim on the Tumas Yadayim for Pas. He never says you need Maim Shnit. And here in the last page in Hilchas Mikvos, he writes, you need Maim Shneim by Truma. So by inference, a pretty clear inference, he left it out in Hilchas Brachas, and here he writes for Truma you need. So it sounds like he holds that for Chum, you don't need Maim Shneim. So what happened? What with the Tumas Hayadayim? What's the story with the Tumas Hayadayim? So it sounds that the Rambam holds that that's only for Truma. There's a Chashash of Tumas Hayadayim. And for Achilas Pas, it's only Mishum Nikius. You only have to wash your hands off. Look, the Nochrim also wash their hands off before they start eating. Mishum Nikius, for hygienic reasons. That's what Tosis points out over here. On Kuvava Mar Aleph, the Gemara talks about the Netilas Yadayim for bread. It's a mitzvah Lishma Diva Chachamim. So Tosis says, what do you mean a mitzvah Lishma Diva Chachamim? But what, they have to have a reason. What's the reason why they institute Netilas Yadayim? So Tosis says, there are two reasons. They interpret in the Gemara. There are two reasons. One is Mishum Srak Truma, Because by Trume, there's an issue of Tumah v'Tara, so they introduced by Chul, and also everybody should be Nizer in the Tumas Hayadayim, Mishum Srach Trume. And the second reason, the Gemara said, V'yod mitzvah shma devar hachamim Mishum Dekiyus. So that's where Rav Elbala is quoted as having said, L'chor, that's the machlek, is the Rambam and the Rai. But the Rambam is not concerned about Srach Trume by Chulin. He doesn't require Mayim Shneem. And the Ravid seems to all like Tosfos. There are two reasons. So that's why we raised an issue yesterday. Isn't that exactly the suffix of the Chayyodim? Chayyodim had a suffix. If a person in the middle of a meal touches Kisvei HaKodesh, or he touches Tefillin, he didn't like Tefillin yet, puts on, he touches a Tefillin in the middle of the meal. So it's Metames Hayadayim. So does he have to, since it's Metames Hayadayim, does he have to wash all over again or not? So the Chayyodim, isn't that exactly dependent on the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam seems not to be concerned about Tumas Hayadayim. Otherwise, he would have required Mayim Shneem. He seems not to be worried about the Tumas Hayadayim by Chulin. He's only worried about the Nikias. And the Ravid sounds like he holds it the Mishum Srach Truma. They carried over all the dinim of Tumah V'Tara, the Chulin as well. So isn't that L'chor the machlokes? The Shaila of the Chayyodim should be taught in this machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. And then we raise the issue, how do you read this Gemara? The Gemara is doch beferish, they're all concerned over here. The fellow is going to continue to eat. Here you see the Rashi. Anun beis amal aleph, after all the narrow lines of Rashi, the first wide line. The droplets of water, v'itam ha-mashkim sh'v'yadayim ach meskos v'ein nasim t'chila, the water and the droplets of water will come arish and the tumah. The yatsu v'itam is ha-yadayim, what's the tragedy? What's the mikshol? V'nimtza oichol v'yadayim misoves. He's going to be eating his meal with hands that are tummy. So Rashi's really worried about, what do I care if the hands are tummy? So Rashi sounds like he is concerned about eating via daimusov. And the Gemara continues with the kar and the kesis and the shulchan, the next Gemara. Also Rashi points it out over there also. That's the whole assumption over here. He's going to continue to eat via daimusov. So the shaila is, when you read this Gemara, is the Gemara talking about someone eating pas chulin? Is he eating a tuna fish sandwich in New York? Or is he eating truma? Or is he eating chulan altaras ha-truma? Or eating chulan altaras ha-kodesh? Maybe they're talking about ochlei taharis. Maybe they're talking about people are eating truma, or people are eating chulan altaras ha-truma of altaras ha-kodesh. In the days of the Tanoim, these are people who would be, they were so rugged to Kadim, who were so in the practice of eating truma, or even Yisraelim, who were so in the practice of eating kachim, they always liked to hang around the Beis HaMikdash, always liked to eat kachim. So they, in order to practice, they used to be medaktik to eat even chulin al taras ha-truma, or chulin al taras ha-kodesh. Tesis, in fact, on the first daf in chulin, quote such a drasha, they print on the side of the Tesis, that base on the base, on the Gilyan, they print that they don't know where the source for this drasha is. V'yiskadishtem v'yisim kedoshim. Here the Gemara has, on the last two lines on Nun Gimlam and Beis, this drasha, we do know where this is. The last two lines in Eilat Dvarim. This Kaddishtim, the Yisim Kedoshim. So the Gemara, this Kaddishtim goes on Mayim Rishonim, the Yisim Kedoshim goes on Mayim Achronim. That says in the Talmud Bavli. Tosfos says, as we darshan this Kaddishtim, the Yisim Kedoshim, Hazhar l'bnei Yisrael sheyochlu chuleim b'tahara. Where does that drasha appear? It doesn't appear in the Gemara. So on the side of the Gemara there, Chulin, that base on the base, one of the Achrenim tefens on the Pirka de Rav Lezer or something. I forgot already. There is some kind of a source. Kirid Ashinon, here, the Tosis is based on the base. Tosis in Chulin. Tosis de Mamaschal Tomei. Kirid Ashinon. As we have a drasha, this kaddishnim yisim kadoshim, hazar l'bnei Yisrael sheyoch luchuleyem b'tahara. So the Rabbi Shai Berlin prints on the side of the page, lo yadayti mikomo. I am brachas nun gimlam ebeis. Yeah, this kaddishnim yisim kadoshim, my mishonim, my machronim. And the Gemara in Yuma, daf lametes, has a different comment on it. Where he said, this comment that Tyson makes, this, he doesn't know where this comes from. So then I'm on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Tzala Ranschburg, it was later, Rabbi Tzala Ranschburg writes, he has a source, it's a ton of the Baalio. Okay. And he tells you some other sources where it says like that. It's not it's a chiyuv, everyone has to eat chulim b'tahara. I mean, people who are rogelty, truma, of people who are rogelty, the kachim, so either is a minig bismana gemara or is it takonas chachamim. It's not clear. The Mikdash David raises that issue. What kind of an inyan was this? The diktuk tit chulin betahara. Chulin as if it's taharas truma, chulin as if it would be taharas hakodesh, mochamer. Sometimes how that doesn't make any sense. If it's a minig, so they say it's a minig shtus. Sometimes a minig doesn't make any sense. That's a tesis on the first daf in Bava Basra. It shows from the Mishnah, from the first Mishnah in Bava Basra, that there is a, you see from the first Mishnah, that there are some in Hagam that are considered minig shtus, you're not supposed to follow. So here the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Does it make sense to be machmet to eat chulim b'taras hakodesh, or does it only make sense to eat chulim b'taras hatruma? If it's a minig, so whatever the minig is, so you observe the minig. No, the answer is the tanaim are arguing. Maybe it's a minig shtus. If you hold that to eat chulim al taras hatruma is a takana de rabbanon, so then you understand a little easier. Machlokes hatanaim. What did the chachamim? What takana did they make? But if you hold that it's a minig, so what's the machlokes have to say? So machlokes is it a minig that's acceptable, or is it a minig shtus? Minig shtus, so we're opposed to it. Maybe it doesn't make any sense. So maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. Maybe the Gemara is concerned that in the middle of the meal of eating truma, he will have yadayim mesuavos, then he's going to continue to eat truma, or he's eating chulin al taras hatruma, he's eating chulin al taras hakodesh. Maybe that's what we're talking about over here. But if you're eating just plain old regular bread, maybe according to the Rambam, that the whole issue of Tumah Betara doesn't apply to eating chulin, only applies to eating truma, or to those who eat chulin, altaris ha-truma, altaris ha-kodesh. You have to zet sign that the whole discussion of Bisham and Basil here in the Gemara goes on such a person. Does go on a normal person, Mizmanazet. Mizmanazet, what do you mean? He's legamrei tummy. What are you worried about? The whole person is tummy. Went to a funeral. It's from the Chevra Kaddish. Every day he has a funeral. He's always becoming, he's an Afat Tumah. Forget about his hands are Yadayim Shnis. His whole body is a Rishon L'Tumah. Oh, he's an Afat Tumah. Afat Tumah. Chalos Chutz Lord, yeah. Do you need the Netilus Yadayim for Chalas Chutzlars? L'charech, you should not. You should not need it. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat a Koyin who is a Balkari. The Gemara says it's not permitted to eat Chalas Chutzlars. Misha Tuma Yotza Ola Migufa. The Gemara has two, the Psukim and Chumash. The Gemara points out that in Chumash you have two types of tumah. There's tumah hayotza l'megufa, tumah that develops in the body. That's a zav zav and nidia ledes and mitzayra. Tumah develops within a riya because of a riya, and then you have a tumah that comes mi bachut. Someone's mekabel tumah. I go to a funeral, so the mace is mitamimi, or someone else is a zav zav and nidia ledes and mitzayra. I touch the other person, so the tumah is transmitted from the other person to me. So the Gemara says that on chalas chutzlar, it's trumas chutzlar, that we're only machmir. The Misha Tumah Yotza Ola Migufa is not allowed to eat it. A Balkari is not allowed to eat it. But a Kohen Kotten, if a Kohen is younger than 9 years old, then he can't be a Balkari. His Shechva Zer is not Roy Lahazriya. He can't be a Balkari. Or even if it's a Kohen Gadol, he's past the age of 9, so he can be a Balkari. But he's Kohen Gadol does mean a high priest. Kohen Gadol means, in this context, means that he's past the age of 9, but he's Tovel Kari. He went to the mikveh. So he's no longer Tomei Tumas Keri. Even though he's Tomei Tumas Meis, he's permitted to eat Trumas Chutz Lord, Chalas Chutz Lord. So the Gemara says, if the Chalas Chutz Lord became Nitmo, and I'm going to eat it, so that's not a Tumah Yotza Ola Migufa, that's a Tumas Mago. The Chalas Chutz Lord can never be a Tumah Yotza Ola Migufa. It's always going to be a Tumas Mago. So L'chare, you shouldn't require Netilus Yadayim in order to eat Chalas Chutz Lord. What's the whole concern? You need the Tilus Yadayim, because Tam Yadayim Ashniyas and Shein Zos and Shlishi B'Truma. But if the Truma can be worse, the Truma can be a Rishon L'Tumah, he's still allowed to eat it. L'chari, you shouldn't require the Tilus Yadayim for that. So Mestama, they must be talking, Shammai and Hillel themselves, the two individuals of Rabbi Hillel and Rabbi Shammai, the Gemara says in the first Perek and Shabbos, they lived 100 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. The Talmidei Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, A lot of them were Bizman Abayis, and a lot of them were after the Bizman Abayis. The yeshiva lasted on years after Shammai and Hillel themselves passed away. The Shammai and the Beis Hillel continued to have their friendly disagreements for many years after Shammai and Hillel died. So, Mistama, this must be talking about a time that there was still medaktik to eat chulin, either the Redik Truma. The Gemara says in the first parak in Maseches Nida, Chavraya, the religious Jews at Tamina Chachamim, medakan bigalila, used to be matar themselves in the Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, they still had Eifa Parah. And used to be anyone who became Tamei Tumas Meis, they would be Maza Hazor Shlishi Shvi. Then they would go to Mikveh, they would become Tahor, and there were still people who were eating Trumet. Can't eat Kachim, there's no Beis HaMikdash after the Churban Abayis. In the days of the Amoraim, there's no Beis HaMikdash, can't eat Karbonet, but you can still eat Trumet if you're Metariah. Trumet's Eretz Yisrael. You have to really be Tahor, but the whole works, with all the Din of the Rabbanon. Trumet's Chutz Loretz, as long as it's not a Tuma Yotzel and Megufa, you can eat it. So the Talmid of Bisham and Bisillo were still at a time that people were still eating Trumet. Some of them were at a time that they're still eating korbanos, and some of the people are eating chulin altaras atruma. So Mizdomi, you have to say like that. Otherwise, the whole discussion in the Gemara doesn't make sense. What are you worried about? He's going to be eating. Rashi says, "Vnim so echol bi adayim usuavas on a man aleph and a man beis." Lachor, the whole concern only is if he's eating truma or kachin or chulin b'tahar. That's the Gemara. They asked Kabdiso Amona, so he says yes. Kabdiso Chazusa, he says yes. The Takana was, because in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have any faucet with flowing water in it. They didn't have that. So the only, the best way in the days of the Tanaim to clean your hands was with pouring water from a kli. Even though we have a better method, but Kach Tikno Chacham.
They
had to pay for the every drop of water, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're arguing that this entire sukkah is only for Ochle Tara, so Ochle Kachim, the Chulin Tara. How can you use it as an argument against the Rambam, and how can you use it as a raya in the suffix of the Chayyad?
No, that's why I'm coming to defend the Rambam. I'm asking, according to the Rambam, that it's only till this time the Chulin is only Mishum Nikias. What's the whole discussion in the Gemara? So I'm answering, Bisham and Basila lived at a time that there's still people eating Truma, maybe even still people eating Kachem, Isman Abayis, or other people eating Chulim B'Tahara, Altaras HaTruma, Altaras HaKadosh. It must be that that's the concern over here. But you cannot prove from this Gemara, you cannot be poshed the suffix of the Chayyadim from this Gemara, that his hands became Nitmu Machmas, something that's Metamis Ayodayim, his hands became Nitmu from Tfilin, or his hands became Nitmu from the Kli. Shachur of Sheni, his hand became tummy. If your hands become tummy, if I do an Atilas Adayim and someone else didn't wash an Atilas Adayim, and he's going to touch my hands, and that says in Shulchan Aruch, if there's moisture, his hands are Sheni, so ain't Sheni osa, ain't Sheni metame yodam. But if there's going to be either, I just washed an Atilas Adayim, my hands are wet, or his hands are wet, so his hands are Shni Ostam, a fellow who didn't wash an Atilas, his hands are Shni, so droplets of water on his hands are going to become a rishon l'tuma, kol ha'paisel sa truma mitami mashkim lios tchila, and then the mashkim that are tchila, even though they're only droplets, if he touches my hands, so those mashkim will be mitami my hands. So that everybody agrees. That's not mutal b'machlik. Even according to the Rambam, that the netilas yadayim l'chulan is on mishum nekiyus, but you do have to. This is tumas ayadayim machmas yadayim. So this they did make a takana. This there is a takana. The Rambam will also agree to that you gotta wash again. The whole suffix of the Chayyadim is if there's some other Tumas Hayadayim that came from an outside source, not from Yadayim. The Tumas Hayadayim came because of the outside of the Kliyus. The Tumas Hayadayim came because of the Tefillin or the Sefer Torah that he touched in the middle. So that's the suffix of the Chayyadim. So the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, the Machlokes Bishamay Misil. Bishamay insists that you have to do Netilas Yadayim for the meal, way before the Mezigas HaKos, even though you're not holding by eating the meal yet. There's Mezigas HaKos, and then we have Adrasha, and then we're going to have the meal. So Beshamai move up to Netilas HaDayim before. Beisilas say no, they have a whole story, because they disagree fundamentally with Beshamai. They hold, you are permitted to use the Kli Shachur of Tmeim. So therefore they hold, there's a concern, there's a bigger concern for Keret. If you wash your hands in advance, it may not dry them, and then his hands may become tame from the Kli, because they hold you're allowed to use such a Kli. So that's why they insist it's better to wash after the Mezigas HaKos, and then the Tosefta continues Dover Acher on the top of Nun Beis Amid Beis, about 8 lines from the top Dover Acher. Another reason the Tosefta gives, take after Netilas Yadayim Suda. And Rashi quotes it in the beginning. Rashi quotes, but Tosefta Hochig Asinola, they still say 2 reasons. Dover Acher, take after Netilas Yadayim Suda. What does that take after Netilas Yadayim Suda? You should wash immediately prior to eating the meal. So that's what Tosis points out, that on Membe, the top Tosis on Nun Beis Amid Beis points out that we had a Gemara already, Mem Beis Amid Aleph, where the Gemara said, Sholosh Tifas, hey? There were 3 inyonim that required Tekef. One of them is not a mitzvah, one of them is not a din. Tekef the Tamachachem Brocha. Okay. Tekef the Tamachachem Brocha, that's not a din. But the other 2 are dinim. Tekef L'smicha Shchita. You should do smichas hakarbanis immediately prior to doing the shechita, and then takef legulos. You have to be semich gula letfilo, bitkifas takef legula tfilo. You shouldn't be mapsik in between gualis on shman esrei, and a takef lenatilas yadayim brachas. So that gemara, it's muchach from that gemara. If in the context of the gemara is talking about mayim achreinim, that you shouldn't have a hafsaka between mayim achreinim and the Birchas HaMazon, taking until the Sadaim Broch. So that's what Rabbi Kivege writes there on the bottom of the page. He writes on the Rashi, Dibar Masim, until the Sadaim, Mayim Achreinim, Kach Mavur B'Sugyon, it's Muchach in the Sugyon, Ben Beis Amir Aleph, in the context that it's talking about, Mayim Achreinim. Avol B'Medesh Rabbo, on Parashas Dvarim, and Yerushalmi Perk Elo Evra, Mavur Dikoy, Al Netila Rishayna. The Yerushalmi and the Medesh Rabbo say that the din applies even, it's clear it applies to Mayim Achreinim, it even applies to Mayim Rishayim. That's the Dover Acher. That's the Dover Acher that it says over here. Anun Beis Amid Beis. Dover Acher. The second explanation for the Beis Hillel is Tekef Lenetilas Yadayim Suda. So Tosis asks, how come Tosis on the top Tosis Anun Beis Amid Beis asks, how come the Gemara before when it's listing up the 3/4 kefirs, why didn't they mention this one? So Tosis says, no, they're mentioning things that are not explicit. This is the Hamafurisha Tasefta. This is not a Mafurisha Mishneh. Tosis writes, Shum d'shnuyi b'mishnah. It's not shnuyi b'mishnah, it's in the Tosefta, it's in the Braisa. So that's my luchash l'mesanya. So other, that's the shayla here. Other Rishonim somehow left out this whole Gemara. Take care from the Netilas Yadayim Suda. And they assume that we don't paskin like this. We only paskin like the first explanation that the Beis Hillel gave. The opposite concern. He's not going to dry his hands. It's going to cause a bigger kilkel if he's going to wash, it's going to cause a bigger kilkel in Tumas Hayadayim. He's going to wash his hands before he does the Mezigas HaKos, but it's not because of the Dover Acher. So that's the Shayla Shulchan Aruch. Is there really such a din that Tekef Lenetilas Yadayim Suda? Yeah. This everybody agrees. He's not supposed to have a Hesach Hadas. He shouldn't have a Hesach Hadas. But the only Shayla is he's going to wash Netilas Yadayim before the Mezigas HaKos, having in mind that he's going to have the meal in another half hour. And he's sitting around the table. They're all sitting. And he plans to eat the meal later. So there won't be any Hesach Hadas. Let's say the guy's going to wash until it's a dayim and then wait a couple of hours, then he's going to eat the meal. So that for sure, everybody, Bisham and Bisili, both agree. The whole din is that Yadayim Shnei Yasein, Stam Yadayim, Stam Yadayim means Stam Yadayim Askani Yasein, if the person is not Mishama Yoda. So if he's going to have a long pause in between the Netilas Yadayim and the eating of the bread, so that his hands become Stam Yadayim again, Askani is saying, so then he has to wash again. The Gemara just has in Chulin an exception to the rule. If a person is traveling on a road and he wants to eat a sandwich and he doesn't know if he's going to have a cup with water to wash Netilas Yadayim as he's going. Today, what shaykh, you don't have a cup. In every restroom, they have a cup. They always have a cup. You go on an airplane, there's always a cup and there's always water, so you can always wash Netilas Yadayim. But let's say if you're going somewhere and you're afraid there may not be a cup and there may not be any water to wash until it's a dayim, He has a little water with him, but he needs that water to drink. He doesn't have the ability to schlep so much water to wash until it's a daima and to drink. So then the Gemara has a chulin in Kol Abasa. We allow the person to wash until it's a daima in the morning. Not al yad of shachris umasna alehem, and he has in mind. He makes a tanai. Doesn't have to make a tanai kofel and so on. Just makes has in mind that he plans to eat a sandwich in another 3 hours based on this, and he'll try to be misham yadav the whole time. That's a special kula the Gemara has for a person holchidroch. Special kula, like we had the din. If you make a shinu makom, so you have to say another bracha. That's a person is eating. He said shakla bar piadoma and potato chips or something. He's eating, and then he has he's called out. He has to go out of the room, and then he comes back in to continue eating. So he has to say a new bracha, unless micheda lecheda b'osa bais. If he had in mind in the beginning, he had in mind he's gonna walk out and come back, or he's gonna walk out and continue to eat over there. So then, if you have in mind, then it's okay. But if he didn't have in mind originally, he said shakla bar piadoma, and he thought he's gonna eat over here. And then he's called out in the middle whether he wants to continue eating there or he wants to come back and continue eating over here. So then the din is that shinim makom tzarich levar. So the Yerushalmi says, and what if a person is going on a road and he's eating an apple? So you're going to say that it's a shinim makom. So he has to keep on saying a new bracha. So the Yerushalmi is quoting Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Yerushalmi. No, that's a takanas chachamim. You don't make the guy say a bracha every inch of the way. If he's going on a highway, so that's a special coup. That's a shayla. What if he's not going on a highway? Let's say a kid is sucking a candy in his mouth. Keseda, he's sucking the candy in his mouth. He didn't have in mind that he's going to go from one room to the other. He's sucking the candy in this room. And then someone calls him out, and he's going to another room. Does he have to say another bracha? So Moshe has a tshuva. He thinks it's a dav bashit. He continues to suck the candy the whole time. Mamasha hemshech, the whole time. He doesn't think that you need, that you have to say another bracha in the middle. You only have to say another bracha if you're not continually eating the thing. You ate a little bit now, then you're going to pause for half a minute, you're going to continue eating there, you're going to go out and continue eating here. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote that he remembered that his uncle, the Chazon Ish, when he was a little child, he used to run in and out by the Chazon Ish, and he gave him a candy to suck on. So when he was sucking the candy in his mouth and he walked out of the room, Chazon Ish said, make sure you know, you say another bracha.
Take it out. Yeah.
Take it out and say another bracha. Yeah. I don't know. I thought the pashtus is like Rav Moshe said. Imam, she continues to eat.
With the water, with the washing, and the paper cup
is also acceptable, unless it comes to a point on the bottom. The Mishnah says if you put it down, it will spill. That's not called a kli, but it has a flat bottom to it. So we assume a paper cup is also good for Natilus Adam. Rav Moshe just said you shouldn't use a paper cup or a disposable. Whereas the cup for Kiddush and Abdullah, that's a kli shovel. That you shouldn't do. That's cheap. But for Natilus Adam, you can use a cheap kli also.
If you don't make it, no, if you find yourself in a situation where you don't have then what's the proper thing to do? Not touch the bread? If you
just can't get any cup, then the Gemara has a kula that we allow you. If you just have the sandwiches wrapped up, that's not the kula. Because you have to wrap up your hands. You have to wrap up your hands. You have to wear gloves, yeah. More correct is you should wash until it's done. Go out of your way a little bit to wash until it's done.
There's a lot of
it
that can be a half-sitch.
How's that work here? Bisham, I don't agree. Bisham seem not to agree to this din of take-off until it's done. So the shayla is whether we even, Basila, do they really disagree? That's the Dover Acher. The second version, so some of the Rishonim quote this Dover Acher, and other Rishonim omitted it. They hold that Basilil agreed to Bishamah, there's no such din. There's only a din from Daf Mem Beis, take up the Netila Bracha by Maim Achrenim, but by Maim Rishonim, even Basilil wouldn't agree. So that's what the Nari Behuda writes in his Tshuvas. He says that the people wash until the Sedaim, then they don't say a word until they say Hamoitzi. They're so medaktik on this. Take it until it's time sudim. And he says it's questionable bechlal whether we should paskin like this. Maybe we don't accept this davarach. And even if you do accept it, it means you shouldn't wash your hands before the mezigas hakoyis. It's going to be a long pause of 20 minutes or so. But let's say someone asks you a question and there's an answer, osa muta, yes, no, a monosyllabic answer. He said that's a chumrah already. The mikredin, many would hold that you're allowed to answer yes, no. Someone asks you a question, you're not going to go into a whole dissertation. He says many hold that that's not a violation of tekev. He says what's a real violation is that the people washed until the sedaim, and then they talk before they say the bracha on the tillis yadayim. So he said that's the real hefsek, because the din really requires, that's the tesis that we had on the top of Nun Aleph and Aleph. Meikora Gabriel Lechazi really should say the bracha on the tillis yadayim before you wash. But we have a whole reason why we made a loy pluk the rabban on a minig of the balei tesis, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishayim, if one does want to observe that minig is gizun tehek, say the bracha ever las yos. If you know that your hands are clean, you want to say the bracha before, it's fine. So most follow the meaning of the Bali Atesis, that you don't say the bracha over lasiyasam. So the bracha has to be recited la'achar asiyasam. It's a little bit over lasiyasam because he didn't dry his hands yet. But it's basically la'achar asiyasam. So the bracha that's recited after the netila relates back to the netila siyadai. We said it's machlag is there's a ruin. The Rambam can say bracha la'achar asiyasam. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Azarua, that we allow you to say bracha l'achar asiyasam, at least in the situation where he was unable to say the bracha before. So here, because of the loyplug of the minig, so we insist on saying the bracha l'achar asiyasam, but it relates back by the ger. The bracha relates back to the tefillah in the mikveh that he did before. So let's say he shouldn't have the ger, he's going to be tefillah in the mikveh, it'll come out, carry out a whole conversation, and then he's going to say the bracha ala tefillah. No! The bracha la tefillah relates back to the tefillah, so that's the ikar hefsek. What if a person would say bracha lahaniach tefillah, and then he starts answering Yehishmei Rabbah, he starts davening before he puts on the tefillah. So then it then requires he has to stay over the bracha, because the bracha that he said is not mitzurif to the mitzvah. So if that din applies, if you say the bracha in advance of the mitzvah, you have to see to it that the bracha should be mitzurif to the mitzvah. And if you talk them between the bracha and the mitzvah, then you have to repeat the bracha because it's not mitzurif. So the Nedi Behuda says the same is true. He writes in his drushes, and the drusha atzal, same is true. If he first does the netilas yadayim and then he says the bracha afterwards, you have to see to it that the bracha should be mitzurif back to the netilas yadayim. If he's going to talk in between the netilas yadayim and the bracha, then the bracha won't be mitzurif back, so it'll be a bracha levatol. What are you going to tell him? Wash all over again? No, he doesn't have to wash all over again. He did the mitzvah already. Shein up get on the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah and he shouldn't say a bracha. Many people talk in between the netilas yadayim and the bracha, so Nedi Behuda is upset. He thinks that that's the ikar din of hefsek. So again, so we ran through the Gemara, the Machlokes B'Sham Yisil. It goes all week long. It has nothing to do with Shabbos and Kiddush. The Zigas HaKos goes on a regular weekday. So then, this is where we left off yesterday. So the Rif, who was supposed to start from the Rif. So the Rif says, the Gemara is talking about Shabbos. That Beishamai say, you do Netilas Yadayim before you say Kiddush. And the Rif refers you to the Gemara in Pesachim. I think he refers you to the Gemara in Pesachim. Where is it? Let's see, page 76. Right before the two Mishnayos on page 76 in the Rif, before the first Mishnah. Sure. Shammai say you should wash until it's a dime before you say Kiddush. Yeah, where does this come from? So the Rif does not tell you that. So that's what the later Rishonim explained, the Pshat in the Rift. That the Gemara in Pesachim and Arbe Pesachim has a machlokes amaroyim, whether you require Kiddush b'makom se'uda or not. So the Gemara says, what's the din if a person washed netilas yadayim? So our Gemara says, it's not right to be mafsik in between the netilas yadayim and the hamoit. Let's say he's going to say, I need a challah knife. Can someone please bring the salt? So the Gemara says, Havi melach, you can even say, if you don't have any melach, you can even say in between amotzi in the eating. The Gemara says, L'chatchil, you should really take care of it in advance, but if you didn't, now the Gemara before, you can say, so you can certainly say, L'tzara chasud, you can say, please give me a knife, and please bring some salt. You can certainly say that after the netilas yadayim and the reciting of amotzi. So the Gemara there has a shaila. What if a person was not al yoda, if a person washed until the sedayim, a little Shabbos, a little yontif, is he allowed to recite Kiddush in between the netilas yadayim and the hamotzi? To be mafsik bedover achad that doesn't have any shaychus, the Chorev for sure is not right. To be mapsik with something else. In between the Netivus Yadayim and Hamoetz. So the Gemara has says, it depends on this machlokes. If you hold Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, that the Kiddush has to be Mitzurif to the Suda, to be Kaveh the Suda, L'Shem Suda Shabbos, the way we explain. So then, if you forgot to say Kiddush in advance, before the Netivus Yadayim, then it's not considered a hefsik to recite Kiddush in between the Netivus Yadayim and the Suda. Not Tol Yadav, Areza Yikadosh. But if the din is that Ein Yesh Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, you can recite Kiddush unrelated to the Suda. There's a mitzvah, Suda Shabbos, and a mitzvah, Kiddush alayayim. To unrelated mitzvah, and nothing to do with Kiddush alayayim. Korav zel zeh. So then you're not allowed to recite Kiddush, not al yadav lo yikadosh. You should not say Kiddush in between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. Because if you accept a sham, if you accept a silol, take it from the Netilas Suda, that's hafsok. And even if you hold like Beishami, that there is no such din. But still, it's an extraneous thing. Meshama, you also agree, if you have to, you move up the Netilas Yadayim earlier. But if you don't have to, they also agree, you shouldn't be mafsik in between the Netilas Yadayim and the Suda. So we paskin ain't Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So therefore, looking back in the Gemara and Arabic stuff, we would say that if a person, by mistake, washed Netilas Yadayim before he said Kiddush, we would permit him to recite Kiddush in between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamoitz. So now the riff comes and he goes a step further. Not only if by mistake he forgot to say Kiddush and he washed until it's a dime in advance, would we permit him to say Kiddush? Because ain't Kiddush, Ela B'Makom Suda says it's not an extraneous issue. The riff learns Pshat and Beishamai that it's lechatchila like that. That you want to have a stronger tziruf between the Kiddush and the Suda. So Beishamai recommends you should bedavka wash until it's a dime before you recite the Kiddush. So the Kiddush is mamish b'makom suda. Kiddush is sandwiched in between the Netilas Yadayim and Hamoitz. That's the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, right? So that was the minig in Krakow, where he lived in Poland. In other parts of the world also they have such a practice like this Rif. Yeah, the Rif says it within Beis Shammai. Whatever Beis Shammai says, we're not accepting him anyway. We accept the Zillah's opinion over here. So at this heard the Rif would come to Moscow and he says the din is like Beis Hillel. You don't have to wash before the Kiddush. That's what Beis Shammai said. But the Ramah writes that was a practice in Crockett and other communities. That is the practice that they hold based on the Gemara and Avi Pesachim. That's the lechatchila. That's the route to take. Yeah, they're obviously not learning the Gemara like the Rif. If you learn the Gemara like the Rif, so this Svara was rejected by the Beis Hillel. So why all of a sudden are we following Beis Shammai to do an Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush? They obviously do not learn like the Rif. They learn this machlek b'shamisil goes on all week long. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. Kiddush is a different story. That's governed with the Gemara in Pesachim. And the Gemara says that if you hold in Kiddush ala makom suda, then there's a connection between the Kiddush and the meal. So then the Gemara says, not al yodav. If he washed until his name, it wouldn't be a hefsik. You would be allowed to say Kiddush. And then they say, not only b'diyeben not al yodav, even the chatchila, you should wash until his name before the Kiddush, that the Kiddush should be more mitzur. Why did the Gemara give the case only b'di'eb and not al yodav? Because the other opinion, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, where they hold ain kiddush al makom suda, yesh kiddush al makom suda. So according to the other opinion, even b'di'eb, if you said al netilas yadayim, you should not recite kiddush in between the netilas yadayim and the suda. So that's why the Gemara quoted the machlokes in the case of b'di'eb. But the one holds ain kiddush al makom suda would recommend even lechatchila to do like that, bedavka to wash until it's a dime in advance, and then to say the kiddush.
Problem is the Gemara says the whole reason is because it's too mentahara, not because of how strong you want kiddush.
Yeah, that's the pella. How can the Rif interpret the Gemara? How can the Rif interpret the Mishnah totally against the Gemara? Give the whole story of Tumah Vatar. That's the pella. The Rif is legamri against our Gemara. How does he read the Gemara? That's a pella.
Doesn't it say that Yesh Kiddush Malkum Suda? Does it happen when you say Kiddush on bread? Would that be an exception to the rule? Because if you say Kiddush on bread, then you have to wash it until the time and then say Kiddush. And if there's a Kiddush of Malkum Suda, maybe there will be a hefsek between the tefillah and the bread. Would you have to say it's an exception?
I don't remember offhand. I would guess that we mentioned that's a machlekes the Rabbeinu Tam and everybody else. Is there such a thing as kiddush over pas? The Rabbeinu Tam denies it. Rabbeinu Tam says kiddush has to be alakos, and there is no such gemara. We assume la'alacha that he can. If you know, wine is not matzoi, wine is too expensive. It's not available. Kosher wine is not available. You got no choice. Say kiddush over bread. So I would assume that's only because we pass and ain't kiddush over makom suda. That the purpose of the kiddush is to be kaver the suda, the shem suda Shabbos. But that's why kiddush can either be recited over yayin that passed. These are the two things that the Gemara said require heseba, that he might see others. That was on mem gimel and aleph. So that's called achila bekriyas. But if you would have adopted the other opinion that yesh kiddush lo b'makom suda, that the kiddush and the suda are two unrelated mitzvahs, suda Shabbos lechut zecher lamot, kvod Shabbos, and then the kiddush are separate mitzvah, I would assume that yitake cannot. It would not make sense to say kiddush over pas. You would only make kiddush over yayin, like havdala. You don't say havdala over pas because havdala is a bracha lakos.
You would then only say it on yayin, or because it's not connected to the suda, then you could say it on anything. If the reason why yayin pas is only because there's suda,
that's called achila bekviyas, yeah.
So then the reason for yayin would be the same as for lechem. So if there's no yayin to say on lechem, then there would be no adifus. Would there then be no adifus for yayin either? And the man that would say the shalom akum suda. If there's no connection...
That you can't say kiddush lo b'makom suda, no.
So then why would it have to be...
I would assume you can't say, oh, that's a union of bracha lakos, like a b'chaseris and alakos, a kiddush, shekiddush you did mibet, and by a bris, bracha lakos, b'chasamaz and alakos. Rabbeinu Tam says that's all it is, and you can never say kiddush over pas, because you have to have bracha lakos. We assume it's, if you can, it should be bracha lakos, and if you don't have yayin, it's not matzah, whatever, then the main purpose of the kiddush really is to be kaver the suda, the shem suda shabbos. You can see either say kiddush over pas or yayin. So that whole idea of kiddush ala pas is only if you assume en kiddush ala b'makom suda. I would assume so. You have to check the names of the amoraim there in the sugya and arev song. But I would assume like that if you would have adopted the position that yesh kiddush ala b'makom suda, that the two mitzvahs are related, the kiddush lechud in the Suda Luchud, I would assume that there is no, then everybody would agree that there's no Kiddush ala pas, only Kiddush ala yayin. Kiddush bedvarim is menatara, and then you want to enhance the Hashivas Abracha to recite the Kiddush ala kos. But I would assume that you can't say ala pas then. We happen to paskin the Ein Kiddush ala makom Suda, so that's why you can either recite Kiddush ala pas or yayin. Yeah, why did they make such a din that a klisha nitmo achurav on the last line, anun beis amed aleph, a mishnah kelim, klisha nitmo u achurav bimashkim, which is an invention with the rabbanim and Torah simply doesn't exist. Mashkim, a kli odem kelim is only mekabel tuma from an av hatuma or more tumi from avi avoyis hatuma. That's the gemara, the first daf in Baba Kama, and then there's the gemara, the last daf in Erevin. It says Kol Shein Lo Tara B'Mikve and Anasa Av Hatuma. Ochel M'Mashkim have no Tara B'Mikve. Kli Cheres also has no Tara B'Mikve. So Ochel M'Mashkim, Kli Cheres can never become an Av Hatuma. So you can never have a Kli Shein Nitmo B'Mashkim on the level of the Ra. As Mashkim don't have Tara B'Mikve. Rashi always points out, and even though water has Tara B'Mikve, they Hashoke. The Rashi says, no, that's not a Kasha. That's not called Tara B'Mikve. Hashoke is a different din. Hashoke is Midin Zriya. If you have an apple that became Nitmo, and then you plant it in the ground and it takes root, then it loses the tumah. Whatever becomes mechubal karka loses the tumah. So if you have mashkim, you have water that became nitmo and you connect it with a mikveh, that's called zriya. What do you mean zriya? Zriya is that you plant an apple in the ground, you plant the seed and it takes root. How can you say that water becomes zarua? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk, zareya mayim al pnei chutzos, shaleach mayim. So a pasuk about zriya by mayim. That it's considered Zriya. So the whole din of Hashoke is not that water has Tara B'Mikveh. Ochel M'Mashkim never have any Tara B'Mikveh. Water has a different din of Hashoke as a din of Zriya to remove the tumor. But it's not Midin Tvidu B'Mikveh. So all Ochel M'Mashkim plus Kli Cheres have no Tara B'Mikveh. So that's the Gemara, the last daf, the last Omid base, and Erevin, the Kashen Lo Tara B'Mikveh and Nasa Av HaTumah. It can never become... Mayim can never become an avatumah. So you have a klisha nitma achura b'mashkim on the level of the rice, it doesn't exist. It's impossible. the mashkin can never be an av hatuma, and a pli odem kelim is only mekabel tuma from an av or higher av or avi avoyis. So this is an invention of the rabbanim. So why did they invent such a din mit rabbanim? What were they choishish for? What were they geyser about? Is there ever? There's never ever a mashkin. There's never any mashkin that can be metame a kli. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Choris. Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Choris here. Daf lamed ches. The top of Amid Beis Rashi quotes. And Rashi and Amid Aleph quotes it also. There is a din of Mayonis Hazav. If you have the last line on the Rashi, on Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph, Rashi writes, Zobo shel zav v'roko umeme raglov. Not only the person, the body of the zav is an avatum, the Mayonis Hazav, the mashkin that come out, his saliva, the rok, or the meraglayim, or the zov. So the Gemara says that's also minatara. That's psukim mechumish. V'chiyarek azab batohar. So the odm tohar becomes tameh. How does he become tameh? If the rok of the zav is only a rishon l'tumah, the zav is an avatumah, the rok is tameh because it touches the zav. Rishon l'tumah. So rishon l'tumah can't be metami odm can. So the answer is it must be that when the chumish says the rok is metameh, the rok of the zav, mayonis azab, are considered avatumah. So that's a rare thing. Zov shel zav, rok shel zav, meiraglav shel zav. So they were guys that all mashkim ought to that. So they said all mashkim should be treated. We have to be machmer as if all the mashkim that are tamei should be treated as if they're an avatuma, a gzera, because if you'll treat, mashkim can never be an avatuma. Elatar mikven anas avatuma. So they had to make this chumre otu mayonis hazav. Yeah, but this chumre could be a chumre hamaviyah l'day kula. Let's say you're going to have plain mashkin with metamei some a kli, and then the kli is metamei truma. Then you're going to go burn the truma. There's a din of mishmeres trumaisai. Yeah, that's the top Rashi on nun beis and beis. Also quoting straight from the Gemara, chem furish bebchoras daf lamed ches. The Gemara explains over there. You can make all the chumers you want midi rabbanon, but you can't make kulas. So they made a chumer midi rabbanon that all mashkim become rishon letume, and they have the ability to be mitame kelim. And if the kli is going to touch truma, it's going to pass all the truma, and then you're going to burn the truma. So that's a violation of mishmeres trumaisai. You have to see to it not to destroy any truma, not to be mitame truma, not to destroy any truma. So what are you going to do over here? They made a chumra midirabanan that the kli is nitma from mashkim magzer otu mayonis hazav. And if that kli is going to touch truma, you're going to burn the truma. So he says, no, you're not allowed to burn the truma. So how are people going to know that this is only a tuma de rabbanon? So you're not allowed to. Also, list of truma v'kotchi, because of mishmeres trumaisa. The original pasuk mishmeres only says by truma. But Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin, that base on the base, that it's a kalvachaymel v'kotchi. If there's a din of mishmeres by truma, there's certainly a din of mishmeres by kotchi. That's what it said. They quote in the name of Rab Chaim. Why is it that on Leil HaSeder, when you designate, when you do yachatz and you break the middle matzah in half, then you put aside the larger piece of the matzah, so you wrap it up and you hide it somewhere. What's the idea of wrapping it up? Because the afikomen is treated as if it were a korban pesach. That's how some rishonim say it's a zechel of pesach. And a korban pesach has a din of mishmeres. You have to make sure that you don't have any hesach hadas. By kotchim, if you have hesach hadas on the kotchim or on the truma, you treat it as if it's tummy. It's all sugim psochim, whether hesach hadas is only a psul b'taras sofik, maybe it's nitma, or it's a psul b'taras vaday. But it's all based on that pasuk of mishmeres trumaisa. So since we are treating the afikaymen, many rishonim say afikaymen is echel pesach. Tosis and the Rashbam say afikaymen is dika mitzvah matzah, that they ate at the end of the meal, because they had to eat bezman shabbos and mikdash hayikam. They ate the korban pesach al asova at the end of the meal, and according to Hillel, you have to eat everything b'kricha achas. And not only to eat the korban pesach al asova at the end of the meal, you have to eat the matzah mor also at the end of the meal. So even though we don't have any of this, so we eat the afikaymen. So the Rashbam and the Tosis say that our eating of the afikaymen at the end of the meal is the ikar mitzvah matzah. That's how they did bezman shabbos and mikdash hayikam. They ate the korban pesach at the end. They ate the matzah in the end. And other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? We ate the matzah in the beginning of the meal. We ate the matzah already. So what are we eating after Kleiman? No, the after Kleiman is Echel Pesach. The Rosh says, not like the Tosfos and the Rashbam. The Rosh says, after Kleiman is Echel Pesach. So if you treat it like a Echel Pesach, so that's when they quote in the name of Rab Chaim, that you have to treat it as if it were a piece of korban, a korban pesach. You have to see to it that you don't have any hesach hadas, so you have to be mishamarit, mishmeres jamaisa. So that's why they used to wrap it up and hide it somewhere. Yeah. Then the shaila is, but the kid steals it, and then he hides it. So what kind of shmira is he giving? And then half the time the kid forgets where he hid the afikayman. So where's your shmira? Where's your shmira? But that's what they call it b'shem abchan. That the reason why originally they used to wrap up the afikayman and put it under the pillow is the kiyam b'mishmeres. And Nachamal said, there is a din of mishmeres. You're not allowed to burn truma kachim unnecessarily, unless it's nipsal, and you can't eat it. So it's, if it's tamei, there's no v'yisar mishmeres. Other rabbi. There's a mitzvah, kishem she mitzvah lisser if it's a kachm shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisser if it's a truma shenitmu. Then it's a mitzvah to burn it. So here, if it's nitma midirabanan, that's what it sounds like. Here they made a chumra midirabanan. You treat all mashkim as if they were mayonis hazav, and mayonis hazav can be mitami kelim. So you treat all mashkim, not the mayonis hazav, they can be mitami kelim. But we made a hecker to know that the shar mashkim are only mitami the kli midirabanan. So they made a din, which on the level of the rice absolutely doesn't exist. If the kli is nitma miachurav, so only achurav atmeim, and the toch on the ogn, on the oznav, and the yodav, the handle, or the handle of the pitcher, that's like an ozen, like an ear, yodav is like a frying pan, has a long handle that you hold. And ozno is like a handle of a pitcher that's in the shape of an ear. And tocha is the inside, and ogno, Rashi has two pshotim. Ogno means, let's say a lot of times you have a becher, so we always hold the wine in the upper part. If you, some bechers, if you turn it upside down, so the bottom part has a base kibbutz also, but that's not what's meyuchad for holding the mashkim. A lot of bechers are just flat on the bottom, and other bechers have a stand, so Rashi writes in Choris that that's ogno. Ogno is if you turn it upside down, so that toch is called the ogno. Rashi over here learns ogno just means there's a flat part on top where you can put things. You can put some food, hold a little mashkim over there. So if it's nitbom miachurav, the rest of it is not nitbom. Why did they make such a funny din? In order to make a heker, Rashi says, kevin the tumazum of the rabbanon he, of the rabbanon hakeret, they wanted to make it different. Everyone should know this, only the rabbanon. The leidu dem the rabbanon he, makech the lulitz v'falot truma v'kotchim. The kilubo, that's why they introduced this kula, that no one should make a mistake and burn truma v'kotchim. So it would appear from that Gemara, there are several other Gemaras like that, that if you have Truma Vikachim that became Nitmo because of a Tumah de Rabbanan, you're not allowed to burn it. You're not allowed to burn it because of the Yisra Mishmaros Trumas. Tosis in Chagiga, in the third parak in Chagiga, has Stiris Galore from Shas. There are other Gemaras where it talks about, yes, burning Truma Vikachim because of a Tumah de Rabbanan. So this is a problem. Tesis on an Amid Aleph. Tesis has a big fat Tesis on Amid Aleph. They have stiras all over the place. They burn Truma V'Kotchen based on the Tumah de Rabbanan. In the Sefer Mikdash David, he tries to be Miyashev. Tesis does not say like this. He tries to be Miyashev. He says, it depends on the nature of the Din de Rabbanan. If Mid de Rabbanan here, this is in Gansan an invention, Mid de Rabbanan. They said that Mashkin become Arishan and then Metamid the outside of the camp. The whole thing is Mamish from thin air. Agzera otu mayonis hazav, okay, but it's but the whole thing is achumra on top of achumra. So this you wouldn't burn truma v'kotch, but sometimes they declare a din midirabbanon that midirabbanon I treat it as if it has a tuma deraisa. Let's say for example, gimel ugemaim shuv and pasal amikvah, but that's only midirabbanon. So let's say you have gimel u'gemayim shuvim, and then you have the mikveh is filled up with 40 saw. So min ha'tor the mikveh is good. Min ha'rabbanon the mikveh is no good. Then an adam tamei will be toivel in the mikveh, and then he'll touch truma v'kotchim. So min ha'rabbanon we declare that the mikveh is no good, and the man is still tamei. The tuma d'oraisa is still on him, upon him. So if he's going to touch truma v'kotchim, so min ha'rabbanon we say the man is still tamei. The tuma d'oraisa from before, the tvila in the mikveh was nullified by the Rabbanon. We declared that the Tefillah Mikveh wasn't valid. So it's as if he still taught me Tumah Deraisa. So then if I'll touch the Mikveh Kachim, then you will burn the Tumah Kachim. But if the whole Tumah is an invention by the Rabbanon, like over here, that the Mayim HaMetameh, Mayim became a Rishon, is Metameh the outside of the Kli, this is, you can't even, with the furthest stretch of the imagination, you can't see over here the Mikveh Rabbanon, there's still a Tumah Deraisa over here. The whole thing is an invention of Tumah Mikveh Rabbanon. So here, the Gemara says, Mechar is beferish. They made this hakere, that if it's nitma achurav le nitma tocha, and ogna, yodav, and ozna, and so on, kech, de leb de le hakere, that everyone should know, de lo lisra falei trumu
v'kai. What are you doing? What are you doing?
You wait till it becomes nitma with a real tumah deraisa.
You're about to say it before the
I think you're not allowed to be metame because on the level of the raisa is absolutely tohor. The pasuk mishmeres trumaisa, which originally goes on truman based on kal v'chomer, Rashi says it applies also to kachim, goes prohibit both. You're not allowed to destroy the truma of the kachim. You're not allowed to be metame the truma because being metame is the equivalent of destroying it. So you have to wait till it'll become tummy on its own. Yeah. So these are, that's a sideshow here in this Rashi. That's another story. And there are stiris and shas, and other places that you do burn truma v'kachim based on the tumah d'rabbanan. That's what Tosis and Chagigah asks. So everybody works on that kash. Okay, so the Mikdash David gave his. It's a novel suggestion. He gave his suggestion. And others gave other suggestions. Okay. Yeah, what's the next Gemara Vaita? What's the next Machlekes B'Shamei Misilo? B'Shamei Yomrim, the fourth line in the Mishnah. B'Shamei Yomrim, B'Kaneach Yodo B'Mapam. When you wash until you die before the meal, you dry your hands off on a towel. And where do you put the towel? You leave the towel on the Shulchan. Why? In the middle of the meal, he's going to have sticky fingers because they didn't have forks and knives and everything. So he's going to wipe off his fingers. So he'll wipe off his fingers on that towel, either the paper towel or the cloth towel, whatever, that he dried his hands in originally. Basila say, no, you're not allowed to do that. You have to put it ala kesis. You have to put it some other place, not ala shulchan. What's the issue over here? So the Gemara goes back then to hold dissertation. Tana Rabbana, the Tosefta explained, that's on Nun Beis and Beis, about 13 lines from the top or so. If you leave the towel that you just dried your hands off in until you die on top of the bed, again, there may be some droplets of water. How much was going to have a puddle of revius of water? Pashtus is that it's way less than a revius. So the simple reading that the droplets will be mekabel tumah, either min haterem or the rabbanon. But not like the Rashba, that you have to have a revius to be mekabel tumah, even the rabbanon. The simple pshat is like the previous gemara. Zera, Shemo yitamu mashkim shebemapa, the droplets of water that may be sitting there on top of the towel or on top of the paper towel, whatever, machmas hakeses v'yaksur v'yitamu, and then in the middle of the meal is going to dry his hands. In the middle of the meal, he's going to wipe off his fingers because they're all greasy. So then his hands will be mekabel tumah from the droplets of water, which were mekabel tumah from the keses. Shema Yitamu Mashkim, the droplets of water in the mapu will be Mekabutum from the keses, and then he's going to wipe his hands off again when they're sticky. Yaksu Yitamu Sayyidan. Fregdim Arkashe, what the only concern that the keses, that the blanket on top of the bed will mitame the droplets of water, which in turn will be mitame the hands, yeah. Fregdim Arkashe, keses le mapu. Why don't you just go directly? Why do you have to go via the droplets of water? The blanket, if it's tamei, can be mitamei, the towel, the mapa. If the Gemara, we're talking about a tumah and a keses, that's only the rabbana. It's not a real avatuma deraisa. We're talking about it's very rare. How can a keses be an avatuma? Very rare, unless it had in contact with the avia voisatuma. We're talking about a keses that's only a rishon l'tumah, so a rishon other mekalim are not mekabel tumah from toldos, only from an av or from aliyah voice. That's when the bar ain kalim etam mekalim. Sometimes you do have a kalim etam kalim. If the first kalim is an av hatumah, then it will be metam in other kalim. But that's very rare. We're talking about a kalim, we're talking about a keses, a blanket on top of the bed. He's eating in a room, and there's a bed right nearby, and the keses on top of the bed is tumah. But it's only tamei to the extent of a rishon l'tumah. It's not tamei to the extent of an avatumah. So it can't be metame directly, the mapa. Indirectly, it can be metame. The droplets of water will be mekabel tumah from the keses, and then he'll touch the droplets of water in the middle of the meal to wipe his fingers from the grease. So then the fingers will become Timaeus again. Fregmar Kasha and Tami Keses Legavra Gufe. What are you worried about the Keses? Is it going to be Tami the droplets of water? And then the droplets of water are going to be Tami my hand. When I put my hand on the bed in order to grab the towel, so the bed will be mitami my hands directly. So Gemara says no. And kele mitami yodim is same. We're talking about a kli that's not an av hatuma. It's only a rishon hatuma. It's a rishon hatuma. It's only mitami ochlam mashem. So that's why Beis Sham I say it's not smart to put the mapo on top of the bed, because the bed, the sheet on the bed or the blanket on the bed could be tame, and then it may be mitame the droplets of water in the mapa, and then the droplets of water will undo his until tonight. Misil say, no, it's better to put it on the keses rather than to leave on the shulchan. Why? Shematoim ala shulchan, same as shemitam mashkim shemap mamachas al shulchan. Misil hold it's permissible to use a shulchan that's tameh. Bishamay say, no, you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's tameh. So that's why Bishamay, the shittosim hold you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's tameh. So there's no problem putting the towel that has droplets of water on top of the shulchan. The droplets of water came in mekabel tumah from the shulchan. The shulchan is tohar. But b'sidlu shittosim hold that you are permitted, not the keses on the bed, the blanket or the sheet on top of it, of course can be tumah. So that everybody holds that could be tumah, and that may or may not pose a problem if you leave the mapo on the keses. But the shulchan, that's the machlokes b'shamay yisrael. The Basil say, Xavier Shemitam Mashkim Shemba, Mahmasa Shulchim, Yasu Tamasa Oichlim. Beg the Gemara, why do you have to go roundabout that the droplets of water will become Tomei from the Shulchan? And then the Yasu Itamu is Oichlim, Fregmo, the Tamu Shulchim, the Oichlim, Shebetocho. You're putting the food directly on top of the table, so the table is Tomei, it'll be Mitam. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a Shulchan, Sheni Askin, Sheni Yasu Shlishi Bechulim. Sheni is only Yasu Shlishi. Bitruma over kosher. But are they mashkim then? So it might come with ligi. That's the machlekes. So it's muta the shtamish b'shulchan, that's a sheni. Or it's also the shtamish. B'shamai, b'sidol, or muta the shtamish b'shulchan sheni. Yeah, then the Gemara says, we're talking about ochlei truma. Yeah, we're not talking about people eating bread. The Gemara says, b'sham, b'sidol ho, ochlei truma az rizim heim. So they'll be careful to see to you're allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni, and the people will be careful to see to it that there shouldn't be any droplets of water on the shulchan that'll become tamei rishon from the shulchan, which will be chayza mitamei, and if any mashke will spill, so they'll have to dry it up. Like I said before, mashke will spill, you have to dry it up in the middle. Then the Gemara says, "Dovracher ain't till the yadayim lechula min haTorah." Another reason you don't have to be so concerned about the yadayim becoming tamei, because the whole din until the time is only the rabban. The Gemara says, "What does that mean?" My dovracher, achi kam lehu beishayim lebisil. Ichitem mash negabi yochlin dechashin. Why are you more worried about? Why are you more worried about the sh? No. Beisil will say you shouldn't leave the mapo on top of what was again the machlokes in the Mishnah. It's Shammai say you should leave it on the shulchan because the shulchan has to be tohor. You shouldn't leave it on the keses because the keses probably will be tummy. Why should anybody be mitar the keses? And they still say fakir, you should leave it dafke on the keses. Aye, but the droplets of water may become tummy from the keses. So they're not so worried about that. And then they'll be mitami yadayim, so they're not so worried. So why they're more worried about the tumas o'ichlem than they are about the tumas hayadayim? Chitema mashna gabi o'ichlem l'chashina, mashna gabi yadayim d'loi chashinon. Or it says, ho adifo, we're more concerned about the tumas o'ichlem than it is time l'chulam in atar. Mutam shitami yadayim, if it's a toss-up, so we're more concerned about tumas o'ichlem. Tumas o'ichlem has an ikim in atar. If it would have been chulam, if it would have been truma, if he really would have been truma, so the ochel would become nifsal. So we're more worried about that. Okay. Then the Mishnah has the fourth machlokes, b'shama and b'silo. the second and the third. The first is about what do you say, Bar Pia Gofen, before the Kiddush or after the Kiddush. The second and the third have to do with Tumah V'Tara Al Pi Pashtus. The Rif introduced the Kiddush, Kiddush Malkum Suda, and the Beis Shammai. But the Pashtus and the Bavli is not like the Rif. It's an issue of Tumah V'Tara. And the fourth is an issue of Bal Tashchis. What's the fourth Machlokes? Beis Shammai Omer Mechab De Mesabais V'Chakach Notum LaYadayim. You should remove all the crumbs from the table before you wash mayim achrayim. The still say no, not leidam achakach mechabnim sabayis. You permitted to wash mayim achrayim before you clear off the table. What's the issue? So the Gemara is assuming over here they're going to wash mayim achrayim on top of all the food on top of the table. You're going to throw everything out in the garbage. You're going to wash mayim achrayim so all the food is going to get spoiled. So isn't that an issue of bal tashchis? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, also at the Sef, the Bisham Yom Mecham Tzabai is, after clear off the table first from the food, Rakach Notan Laidayim, why? Shemata Notan Laidayim, Tchila Nim Tzata Maps in the Sef, it's going to be a Bal Tashchis on the food. Aval, Natilis Yadayim, the Bisham Tchila Loi Sviru Lahu, why not wash Natilis Yadayim first? No, he just said Bal Tashchis, Mishum Piruri, because there may be big chunks, maybe big crumbs of bread, big crumbs of food that you're going to ruin because of the Mayim Achrayim. But still say, Im Shamish Tam Chochem, who, if he has a Shamish, who's observant of Tam Chochem, he'll take care of the Pirurim, not the Pirurim Sheish Mem Kazayis, Miruch Merim Sheim Mem Kazayis. And the Gemara is assuming that there's no Baal Tashchis on Pirurim that don't have Kazayis. So the Gemara says, so B'mai Kam Flee, what's the point of this? The Sivil Savri, also the Shamish Amoritz. So you have to have a shamash who's a Talmud Chacham. So when he's about to bring the Mayim Achrayim, he will see that there are Pirurim Kazayis, so he'll remove all of them. So then you can wash Mayim Achrayim right on the table. They didn't have a fancy Mayim Achrayim container that holds all the Mayim Achrayim. When they wash Mayim Achrayim, whatever food would be on the table, they'd wrap up the whole tablecloth and throw everything out together. Okay. So the shamash is not such a learned guy. So you cannot rely on the shamash that he's going to remove all the pirurim that have kazayis. So then that's what he says. You better be mechabdin as abayis. You better clear off the table from the food before you wash mayim achrayim. So they both say the same thing, that there's a bal tashchis on the pirurim that have kazayis, no bal tashchis if the pirurim have less than a kazayis. A funny din, why? Every din in the Torah has a shear. So let's say the shear from acholas asuris is kazayis. But if you eat a chatzis shear, is also asur. Either asur min haTorah, asur min haRabban. Over here, the Gemara says that the chotzi zayis, less than a kazayis, has het a gomer. I mean, he's not going to eat it. You have crumbs on the table, so there's a bal tashchis on every crumb. You have to collect every single crumb, scrape the plate, you have to lick the plate, because you're going to leave a little food behind. So they say, no, if the minig olam is that you leave over a tiny little bit, less than a kazayis, then there's no bal tashchis on them. So that's what they're both assuming, less than a kazayis, no bal tashchis. And if you have a shamash who's a Talmud Chacham, so he'll pick out. But that's machlokes. He'll pick out which pirurim have kazayis and he'll put away in the refrigerator. He won't allow you to wash mayim achrayim on top of it. But that's machlokes b'sham and b'sil. Are you permitted mutar the shamash b'sham amaretz or also the shamash b'sham amaretz? If it's mutar the shamash, then you have to be mechabes abayis yourself. You have to clean off the table before you do the mayim achrayim. Yeah. So the fourth machloek is this one about whether you wash mayim achrayim before you clear off the table or not. It's a totally different. Shalif and bal tashchis, sham shamoritz, are totally not tumah v'tahara. Nothing to do with tumah v'tahara. Different issue. It's very strange. Tosis points out, the Gemara Chulin says, even though there's, strictly speaking, there's no bal tashchis and less than a kazayis at all, there's no issur at all. But the Gemara says, it's still kashan lani yusam. A school of Farashiris is that you shouldn't throw out the little crumb. That's why some Chassidish people have a minig when they say Amoitzi on Shabbos and they cut the challah and the crumbs fall all over the place and they'll take a spoon to scoop up all the crumbs. Because the Gemara says that to throw out those crumbs, to leave those crumbs on the table and to throw them out, to shake them out after you finish eating the meal and they're hoilach libud. So strictly speaking, it's mutter, less than a kazayis, no bal tashchis, but it's kosher lani yus. How do we paskin? Normally we paskin like Bisil, whenever there's a machlekes. So that's what he quotes. Amar Avuna, the kulit pirkan aloha ke Bisil, bar meho. The aloha ke Beis Shammai. Here we'll be passing like Bishamay, that what? Mutal Ishtamish Bishamish Amoretz. And therefore you can't rely on the assumption that the Shamas is going to clear off all of those Pirurim that have a Kazai. So you better do it yourself. You have to be Mechapnin as Abayis before you wash my Machrenim on top of all the food. Or if you wash my Machrenim in a container, the way we do, we don't wash my Machrenim on top of all the food. But this machlekes has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. This machlekes is an issue of Baal Tashchis. So the first mandama says he thinks we should pass like Bishami over here. Boshi Masni Yipcha, Boshi reversed the Girs in the Mishnah. He had a tradition, the Girs is Fakir. And Mela comes out, Bohanami Alochi Kibisu. Whatever it is, they thought that the din should be like Bishami over here. That you can't insist that the Shamash has to be a Tamcha. Still had so many Talmid HaChacham that they were prepared to be waiters at their weddings. Waiters in people's homes, butlers. So we assume the dinner is like Bishamut to the Shtamish Bishamish Amorat. And you have to be Mechabed the bias yourself. You have to clear off the table yourself before you wash my Machrein. Okay. Then what does the Mishnah continue? We learned already all the Mishnahs about Havdalah. Then the Mishnah continues. Mishocha v'shocha, the Mishnah Nun Aleph and Beis. Mishocha v'shocha v'lo birch. A person ate and he forgot the bench and he went to a different location. The Shammai say Yachzalim Komo v'yivarch. He has to go back and bench birchas hamazon bim komo. He says Lamim yivarch makom sheniska. He can bench in a new location. Doesn't have to return back to bench in the same location. Mi b'silu deny the whole institution of birchas hamazon bim komo. No, that says in Arab Pesachim everybody holds like that. Vom haboim brachal achrehim bim koimon. Pass. It's tom brachal achra bim komo. It's a suffix in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's only pass, not a suffix in Shulchan Aruch, like Sarishanim. Shulchan Aruch quotes different opinions. That Gemara in the end of Psochim that says that pass is tom brachal achra bim komo, beile b'sham and beile b'sham, they both agree to that. Is that only by pass, or does it apply even to cake, or even to wine, or even to all the shibbos aminim that you're going to say aloeitz or pihoitz? So that's a shaila. Is it Tom Brochli Acharo bin Kom? But for Pas, for sure you need Brochli Acharo bin Kom. That's why the Gemara says there's no din of Shinim Makam by Pas. That's a person started to eat, he didn't wash for bread, he starts to eat, he's eating chicken and potatoes and rice, and then all of a sudden they call him out and he leaves the room and he comes back and he didn't have a mind in the beginning that he's going to walk out in the middle. So he walks out, he comes back, he wants to continue eating, so Shinim Makam, Sorach Levar, I got to say a new Brochli. Or if they call him out, then he wants to continue eating over there. And he didn't have a mind in the first place to eat over there. So shinimokim tzorach levar. What if he had, he thought he was going to eat the whole meal over here, and he washed and he ate bread. So then the Gemara says that since, if he had a kazayas already, so meikra din bein lebesham ebein lebesil, birchas hamazon is needed bimkomo. Pas is tom broch liachro bimkomo. So even if he goes away, he's still considered as if he's attached to the original location, because he's supposed to come back and bench birchas hamazon over here. So if he goes somewhere else and he continues to eat there, or he goes away and he comes back, he's still considered as if he's attached to this location. So shini makom would not be tzarach levarach, and that's a
change
of place. And that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, machlekes from the Rashban, the other Rishonim. What about if you had cake or you had spaghetti, and you said bar min b'zayis, you had a kazayis of spaghetti, so you're going to have to say alamich if you had less than a kazayis of bread. So it's not Tom Brochli Acharo Mekoma yet. You have to have had already the kazayis of bread. So let's say you had a kazayis of cake, or he's drinking a little wine, or he had some grapes, and then he goes out and then he comes back. Is that also Tom Brochli Acharo Mekoma? So it's considered as if it's a hemshech. His achila later is considered a hemshech from before because he's attached to this location or not. So that's the machlekes of Rishayim. Stam Safik Brochli's Lachel. You should try to avoid it. By the Shivas Aminim try to avoid making the Shinim Makam, but if you did make the Shinim Makam, so then you go to Kula. You don't see another Brach. Savi Brach is Lahok. So what does the Gemara have here? Beinah Beisham and Beinah Mesil. They both agree that Birchas Hamazon passes Tuna Brach Leach Bim Kom. So what are they fighting about? Machlekes only is Omer Ravzili, Tem Ravdim and Barah. Machlekes Bishochach. He forgot. He forgot that he went to another place. That's the Loshan Amish, the Misha Ochal. V'shochach, and he forgot b'la birach. B'sham say yachzal l'mekom b'silu l'zmeikol. But what if he went away b'mezid? Avol b'mezid dibri hakel yachzal l'mekom b'yivorech. If he knows that he's supposed to bench bimkomo, and he knew that he's violating the din, and he just goes away, then even Beisil would have to Beisham, he got to go back to the original place. That's what it says in the Mishnah Vishochach. Isn't it obvious from the Mishnah that what Rav Zvid said is correct? That the only time you have a machlokes is shocheach. But if it be mezid, if he's it, Beisil would agree to Beisham. And the Gemara says, no, one could have argued that that's not what it meant in the Mishnah. Ma'udatayim, who had enough to be mezid, Beisil would say the same. V'adiktan, shocheach, diach, kerch, Beisham. That even though it's Bishoigeg, Beishamai is still so machmer, but maybe the Beisilos make it even amazing. So that's why Kamashman, that's the main need, Rav Zvid, to make that comment. And we assume that that is the correct shot. That if he left Bemezid, then even Beisilos would agree that you have to go back Chozel and Mekomo to bench Birchas Hamos. So the Gemara quotes the argument between Bisham Beisilos, a Bryce, Omerlem Beisilos, Bisham, Lidivrechem. What do you mean to tell me? He ate his meal on the top of the Empire State Building. The elevator's not working today. So he went all the way downstairs. Forgot the bench. They went all the way downstairs, and then he got told he has to climb up 105 stories. You have to go climb up again to bench because I wasn't. Isn't that unreasonable?
Seriously.
Yeah. According to European, he ate on top of a tall building. And he forgot. He didn't bench yet. You're going to tell me, Yachsa the Rosh Abir Bivarach? Isn't that a little unreasonable? It's not a din mitzvah Torah. The whole Birchas Hamazon b'mkom is mistam only a din mitzvah Rabban. Omelam beisham lebisil. And what happens if he was touring on top of the Empire State Building and he left his wallet up there and he has $1,000 in the wallet and he walked downstairs? Wouldn't he run up quickly to get his wallet? Of course he would. Mishushoch echarikib b'rosh abir le'yal v'yitlenu. He wouldn't go up the 103 flights in order to get his wallet back. So lechvod atzma ho'ola, in order to get back his $1,000, his $100 in his wallet, he will go back. Lechvod shamayim lekoshken, in order to recite Birchas Hamazon b'mkomo, we are stricter and we say let him climb back up. And Bishul will say no, if it was only b'shoigeg, he doesn't have to. So the Gemara tells the story. Hano trei talmidei, there were two talmidim. Chad ovid b'shoigeg ke b'shilo. The whole machlek is b'sham and b'shilo is only b'shoigeg. So one followed b'sham and b'shoigeg. And he found a pocketbook full of gold. He was rewarded from heaven that he was machmer like Beishamai. Doesn't necessarily mean that we paskan like Beishamai, or that he say that he went lifni mishuras hadin. So that's the machlokes in the Rishonim. The Tosfos on the previous daf discusses on the base. The Gemara said b'kula pirkan alochi b'sil bar mihor, except for the issue of using a shamash amoritz. So Tosfos says, well, doesn't it seem from the fact that the Talmud followed Beishamai Shita and he climbed all the way back to the, he went all the way back to the place where he ate, doesn't it seem to indicate the din is like Beishamai there too? What does the Gemara say? In the whole parak of Pasuk like this, except for one case, using the Shamash Amoritz. And what about the other case, Vim Taimar? Abayid Yasin and Kami Yivrach, Mashman Aloch Yibeishamai, Lekama Mishmaitin. But the Abdam Aroi Basrayu, they follow Beishamah. They says no, the din is like Beisilo in our case. But even Beisilo agreed to, usually when there's a machlok b'sham and Beisilo, Beisilo hold that you gain nothing by being machma like Beishamah. The din is wrong. The din is not like Beishamah. But over here, Beisilo agreed to Beishamah. In principle, Birchas Hamazon should be b'mkoma, b'mokom sho'achal. That's the Gemara in the end of Pesachim. Everybody agrees to that. They just argue over here, is it right to be matrichim so much if he left Beisheigeh? He made a mistake, he left the ship. So that's the machlok. But Beisilo agreed to Beishama. If you go back and bench in the original place, Avada Tov Ola Brocha. That's why Menashamayim, the Talmud followed Beishama, and he found that Arniki Dahavo, Menashamayim, they rewarded him because he really did the right thing. Even Beisilo would agree he did the right thing. The Chad of the Mezik, Beisilo Bachle Yari, the other one was punished because Beisilo never formulated their sheet of the Mezik. They only said Beisheigeh. So the guy, not that he followed the din, he didn't follow the Fnimishuras Adin. He didn't follow the din. The Chad Ovid b'mezid ki beis hilo. B'mezid beis hilo lo sagri b'it beis shamay. So he was devoured by a lion. He was punished min ha-shamay. Why? What's the meter kinegan mean? I don't know. Why does he deserve such a punishment? Because he said Birchas Hamazon in the wrong place. It's quite a punishment. The Gemara tells the story, the Rabbi Baba Chana, Mar says Rabbi Baba Chana did a lot of traveling. Yeah, I got it in Perek HaSfina, Marfes HaSfina. He traveled a lot. So on one occasion he was traveling in a shayora with other Jews, and he finished eating and forgot to bench, and then they were traveling, and then he realized, hey, I got to go back and bench over there. Well, I'm going to tell all the Balabatim, wait for me. I got to go back and bench and tell them, Rabbi, you can bench over here. God is all over the world. God is here, God is there, God is everywhere. Bench over here, Rabbi. There's no need to go back. So he didn't tell him that. So he said, ooh, I forgot my wallet over there. I have $5,000 in the wallet. So he said, I had a golden ornament that's in the shape of a Yonah, a dove. I'm missing my golden dove. I left it over there. It was a lie. It wasn't true. So that they would understand. The Balabatim would understand. So they waited for him. He went over there. And then a miracle happened. He was rewarded. And a golden piece of jewelry was there. Why did he? So the Gemara says, Ashkach Yana did the Dahava. So he was rewarded just like the other one was rewarded. He found that Arniki did the Dahava. So he was rewarded. He found, otherwise it's going to come out that he's a liar. He told the people, wait for me, I left my Yana did the Dahava this. And then Hashemayim, they caused it to happen. There's such a similar story in Shabbos about such a similar story in Masechta Shabbos, that when the Romans didn't allow them to wear tefillin, so one of the Rabbanim was wearing tefillin, and then he saw the Roman policeman come, he thought he was going to kill him, going to put him in prison. So he covered over his tefillin. So he asked him, what do you have over there? So he told him, he says, he has kamfer yayin. So he said, let me see it. So he opened it up, and a miracle occurred, and it turned into kamfer yayin. So why did he say he has kamfer yayin? Like over here. Why did he say he left the Yona de Dahava? Because the Jewish people is compared to a dove. A dove is a symbol of peace. Mm. The Mestama, the Jewish people are always looking to make peace. That's the Medrash the Gemara has in Kiddushim. When the Rebbe Shlomo was proclaiming the Aseres Adibas Har Sinai, so the whole world was shaking. Everyone heard what's going on. So they all ran to Bilam HaRosha. He was a Novi, and they asked him, what's going on? Is the end of the world is coming? So he said, no. God is founding a new religion. He's giving the Torah to the Jewish people. So they were all afraid, oh, there's going to be holy wars. They're going to kill everybody. Whoever doesn't convert to Judaism, they're going to kill him. He said, no. First he told him, Hashem Ozli Amayitin. God is revealing himself, giving the Torah to the Jewish people. Then they said, oh, there's going to be holy wars. He said, no, Hashem Yivarchas Ham HaVashon. It's going to be a peaceful religion. The Jews are always interested in peace. So that's why he compared, the one in Shabbos and over here, that's why they picked on a Yoina. The Jewish people always compared to a Yoina. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. I think, next week on Tuesday night, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for the yeshiva. So I'll be there for a week and a half. So I'll try to give shiurim by video conferencing if they'll work, if it works. I think it'll be easier for our purposes instead of continuing in Haroe, if I would be here, Shanam Kitikunam, I think I would have continued in Haroe. But long distance, I think maybe we should, tomorrow we should try to finish the Perek. We have hardly anything left. And then maybe we'll start back from the beginning, start from that base. And then after we'll learn a chunk in the first Perek, then we'll go back to Haroe, and then we'll go back to finish some more. So maybe when I finish the Perek, probably tomorrow, I'm going to do this.